Hi, my name is Randy. This is the Depo Provera
Hi.
Helpline.
Hi, Randy.
Hi.
Randy, I have a transfer for you on the phone. Her name is Shoni, Shonnie. And her last name is Flowers, with an S.
I gotcha. I can help Shoni.
Okay. Miss Shoni, have a great day. I'm transferring you now.
All right. Thank you.
Hi, Miss Flowers. How are you?
Fine.
My name is Randy Reese. And I'm an intake specialist, and I'll be helping you here. Do you want to see if you meet the criteria for the Depo Provera lawsuit now?
Yes.
Okay. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Okay, good. Good to hear it. Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, Ms. Flowers?
No.
And I'm so sorry. This is housekeeping. I just need to ask this one more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, Ms. Flowers, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that? Yes.
No.
Yes, you have not signed documents with another law firm, correct?
No.
No, you have not, correct? So you are willing to affirm that you're not?
No, I have not. I'm currently not represented by a law firm or none of that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ms. Flowers. Ms. Flowers, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And ma'am, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was the meningioma of the brain or the spine?
It was the brain.
And ma'am, what was your date of diagnosis?
2019, like in April.
Do you know the approximate date? 18th of 2019. Thank you, ma'am. And what's your date of birth, young lady?
9/18/1971.
Okay. And don't forget, on conclusion of this phone call, you are going to have my text message, my contact information via text. If you have additional questions or anything, you are more than welcome to reach out, as well as you can pass it on to anyone else that might want to talk to us about this, okay?
Okay.
Ma'am, did you use the brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera, that brand?
Yes.
Okay.
Depo?
Yes, ma'am. Depo Provera, and not generic. You use the Depo, correct?
Depo Provera, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Did you use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year, Ms. Flowers?
Yes.
And within that 1 year, any one of those years that you used it, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
You said at least 4 injections?
Yes, within a year.
Within a year I have, yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
January the 1st.
When did you start using Depo?
I started, let me get the date right.
Okay, please.
It was in January, like in January 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you stop?
April 2019.
April 2019. Okay, so. The question again, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date, which is in those dates you just gave me? Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, we got it. I know they're a little confusing the way these are written. I'm with
you. I know it.
I am with you on that. All right. So do you think that in January and 16 when you first started, do you think that would have been like middle of the month, maybe like the 15th as far as
like,
your best?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's acceptable, ma'am. Thank you. Okay, and then when you stopped using it in April, do you think that would, again, end of the month, beginning of the month of 2019?
By the beginning of the month, yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and then we know you had meningioma, so let me just type that in there. And please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And then for your first name, ma'am, it's Shonnie?
Yes.
And then for your last name, Flowers?
Yes.
Okay. And ma'am, what is your social security number?
It's 429-53-7427.
7427. And this phone number, well, let me verify your email. I have shawneeflowers@gmail.com.
It's shawneeflowers68@gmail.com.
68. Thank you, ma'am. And then for your phone number, 706-957-0790. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via text, email, or?
It don't matter.
Okay. And what's your address, young lady?
114 in Mitchell Avenue, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240.
114 Mitchell Avenue?
Yes. Unless they got 114 and a half Mitchell Avenue.
Is there two L's on Mitchell?
Yep. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Yep.
Avenue. And that's in what state, city did you say?
LaGrange, L-A-G-R-A-N-G. Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, well, I knew where LaGrange was. I just, okay, that's a nice place where you live.
Yeah.
It really is. Okay. Now, when you got the depo, was it administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Doctor.
Okay. And how many times total, just to the best of your memory, do you think you were injected with depo provera?
See.
And you did it for like about 3 years, right?
One shot every 3 months. So four in a year, I think, maybe 10 or 12 shots in 3 years, something
yeah,
like that.
That's what I come up with, too. Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the doctor's name that gave you the depo? Do you remember?
His name was Dr. James, J-A-M-E-S. His last name is R-A-G-A-N. Reagan? Yeah.
R-A-G-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And did you go to, what type of facility did you go just to get your depo? Was it just a health clinic locally? Where'd you go?
A primary clinic.
Okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center.
Wellstar West Georgia Medical Center. Thank you. There it is. Okay, let me just do a little copy-pasting. Appreciate your patience. Let me do something else here just in case. Okay. And I appreciate your patience. There's a lot of the information here on the internet, so I am actually working on it.
Oh, okay.
You gave me a good start, so I appreciate that. Okay, now continuing. Wellstar, West Georgia. They have good reviews, too, by the way.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so you're in a good place. Oh, and their phone number, they made me click it. Okay, I'll just type it. 706-882-1411. Thank you, ma'am. And I have their address, too. That's also in LaGrange, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And then as far as Dr. James Reagan, he was the one who prescribed it, and he prescribed it to you as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, more copying and pasting. Hang on. Copying. And was that also at Wellstar?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Well, at least we already have the info. Okay. And again, I appreciate your patience with me. Okay. Now, I just got to put that address in there too. And then there at Wellstar, that's all. They had the product there, right? You didn't have to go anywhere else to pick it up. They had it there for you,
no.
Correct? Right.
Yes.
Believe it or not, some people had to go pick it up at one place and get it somewhere else. Get it injected. Like,
oh.
Yeah. I know. That's kind of a hassle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, moving right along here. Now, when you got the meningioma, were you diagnosed with an MRI, CT scan, or both?
When I got what?
When you got diagnosed with the meningioma, was it through an MRI, a CT scan, or both? In other words, was it an X-ray, or did they put you in the machine where you have to lay down, or did they just do the X-ray?
The CAT scan and the MRI.
Gotcha. And who was the doctor that did that? Was that still? I'm sorry, go ahead.
And the biopsy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that's how they, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Was that Dr. James Reagan still?
No.
Who? Which the doctor on that one?
The neurosurgeon was Mark, M-A-R-C.
How do you spell that?
M-A-R-C.
M-A-R-C. Okay, last name?
Goldman. G-O-L-D-M-A-N.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, he came up right away, but let's make sure he's the right one. And that's in Georgia, though, right?
Yeah.
Did you have to go to Columbus?
No.
Okay. Where were you at then?
Georgia.
Where were you at? In LaGrange?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. I don't believe you. Yep, there he is. So he came to you then?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
That's how he went, yeah.
And was that still at Wellstar?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. We have the information, so good. He's got excellent reviews, by the way.
Mm-hmm. He said, great man.
Good. Glad to hear you say that. Okay. And does ask, I already know, he's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, neurosurgeon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He's right there on the internet. He's a good man, it looks like. They don't all have 5-star reviews, trust me. Okay. Now, prior to you getting the meningioma, had you ever had a cancer diagnosis before that?
Before, no.
Thank you, ma'am. And what type of treatments did you receive for the meningioma? Did you have surgery?
Yes.
Oh.
I had two that... yeah. I had cranial surgery and radiation therapy.
And radiation. Oh. You have a really good outlook on it. I'm surprised. That's just a heck of a thing to go through. You poor thing.
Yes.
Was that still Mark Goldman?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. You know, at least you got to go pretty much to the same facility because a lot of these ladies, they go all over the place.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We really are almost done. I appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Yeah, because I'm at work.
Okay, you really are almost done, provided everything goes okay. Now, were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma? In other words, when you had the radiation, the surgery, or was it done on an outpatient?
Yes, for 8 to 10 days.
Okay. Okay. And approximately, what were the dates that you were hospitalized? Just approximately.
I say surgery was on the 20th, so.
Of April?
In 2018, yeah.
Okay.
So they
probably took you in the day before then.
Yeah, 2 days after, yeah.
Okay. And then you were in for 8 days, you said?
Yeah. 8 to 10 days, I have to say, yeah.
Okay.
8 at the most.
Okay, let me just go make sure. Let me check something here. What do you do for work, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm a manager at a convenience store.
Oh, my favorite kind of person.
A really busy neighborhood store.
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, you tell those guys this is real important if they start bugging you. Okay. It really is.
Yeah.
And then, so I put in 428-2000, from 420 to approximately 428-2019, they were hospitalized.
Yeah.
And then how are you doing now?
I'm fine.
Okay. Do you have any anxiety about it coming back?
Can't come back.
Nothing to come back.
Nothing to come back. Nope.
Okay, so nothing's coming back. You have a great great outlook then. Good for you.
Yeah, claiming good all the way for the
I
rest
love
of
it.
My life.
I love it. Now, please confirm for me. We're going to try to get the medical records, but please confirm for me that if we can't get the medical records, you will assist and get them for us and send them via electronically or by mail. In other words, can you please confirm that those medical records do exist?
Yeah, that's sure.
Thank you. And then... Ma'am, Ms. Flowers,
last question,
hopefully. We do request an emergency contact. This is in case if we can't get a hold of you, we can call this person and say, hey, we're looking for Ms. Flowers. We're not going to discuss the term of your case. We just want to be able to tell somebody to have you call us. So please give me the first name, phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe.
First name is Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y.
Okay.
Flowers.
Okay.
And his phone number is 706-302-4622.
Thank you, ma'am. And who's Bobby? Friend, family, husband?
Big brother.
Brother. Oh, your big brother. That's sweet. Okay. We're just about done here. Let me just copy a couple more things from up here. And in the event that you... are not available, please make sure that Bobby can access your email, okay?
Yes.
Okay. But he's your big brother, so he probably already can. And so we do have a firm that's going to take on your case here. Just bear with me. I've got to put a couple finishing touches on this, and then you're going to be good to go. Okay. And... I think I asked you this. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before, Ms. Flowers?
No.
Okay. It's pretty easy.
Are you talking about online?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Then bear with me here. 1 second. I'm about ready to get these things ready to sign. Okay. All right. So far, it's telling me I didn't make any mistakes. So that's good. All right. So I'm going to send you a document right now. It's going to take you probably no less than a minute to sign this. It's spinning on my end right now, so it's coming your way. Give it a second. It's going to come via text as well as via email. Probably the easiest way to get to it would be just click on that link I just sent you.
Let me go through it.
Sure. And by the way, ma'am, a copy of this will automatically get deposited into your box, your email box, upon completion. So if you have any questions about it, you're always more than welcome to reach out to me later on. There will be no fee for you for this unless the event that they are successful in your claim, and then in which case it's a 60-40 split. You get the 60, Ms. Flowers.
All right.
Okay.
How you doing, buddy?
And then I sent you one text message. That's my phone number. And I'm going to send you one more text message, and that is the attorney's phone number that's representing you in this case. And I see you're in the document. Good job. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow. So if you just touch the yellow, you'll be fine.
When are you coming back? I don't know. Well, you better be not in the front. I'm going to come with a hose and spray your ass down. Hold on. Hell no.
Okay.
And does it say complete on your end?
Yeah.
Okay, give it 1 second. It'll come to me. And can you confirm that you got those two text messages for me?
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got your document. Do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay. Then if you think of anything, you can always text me, call me, or anything. And again, you can always pass this on to anyone else. But as far as that goes, just hang tight. Now you'll hear back from the attorneys. You're in now. I appreciate you taking the time, Ms. Flowers, and I'll let you get back to work. But if you think of anything else, Shawnee, you're more than welcome to call me.
All right.
All right. Have a blessed day, and Merry Christmas to you, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.